الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه.
We will start the درس about the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم الشمائل المحمدية for الإمام الترمذي.
كتاب الشمائل المحمدية.
Stopped last time.
الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى إلى الباب الثاني عشر.
The chapter 12.
وهو باب ما جاء في ذكر خاتم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The chapter 12 and regarding the ring of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله.
الإمام الترمذي
حدثنا قتيبة بن سعيد وغير واحد عن عبد الله بن وهب عن يونس عن ابن شهاب عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه
قال
كان خاتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورق
made of silver
وكان فصه حبشي
and its stones was from Abyssinia.
So
the ring of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made out of silver.
وكان فصه حبشي
and its stone was from Abyssinia. What was called then حبشة.
وهو ما ينقش عليه اسم صاحبه او ما يزين القاتم الفص
and that stone either had the name of the owner of the ring or it's just for decorative thing they put it as a decorative thing
او يكون هذا الفص احيانا عباره عن جوهره
it's usually made out of a stone
واحيانا يكون هذا الفص من نفس معدن الخاتم
or that's the word فص here could be made out of the same metal that the ring made but designated area in the ring
وصف هنا
so here as it is described
ورق اي من الفضه
by Anas رضي الله عنه it was made out of silver and the stone was from Abyssinia
ما هو نوع هذا الفص؟
What kind of precious stone that it was made of? In some hadiths, some hadiths said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
فص من عقيق. العقيق نوع من
used his a stone.
معدنها بالحبشة يستخرج من.
A stone made coming from حبشة or Abyssinia.
خاتما فيه فص من العقيق.
And it's called عقيق.
وصف في بعض الروايات بأنه من الخرز وهذا لا يعارض العقيق لأن
and it is also mentioned as
على شكل خرزة من العقيق نوع من الأحجار
a bead but it's that also fits the same meaning as a stone they used to bring it from حبشة or Abyssinia
خاتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان فصه منه يعني من نفس معدن الخاتم خاتم من فضة
and in some other hadiths the designated area for stone is made out of silver also so the ring itself is made from silver and the stone instead of being a stone is made out of the same thing silver and it had in it the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the ring from the bottom to the top
محمد سطر ورسول سطر والله سطر.
It was written as three layers or three you read it from down to up. You read down Muhammad and then the middle رسول meaning messenger and on the top is Allah because it was not appropriate to put Muhammad first on the top and then رسول and Allah at the bottom. So the ring came with that description. So what is the contradiction here between the hadith of that indicates that the stone came from Abyssinia and the others, and the other one says that it's made out of silver, the stone was made out of silver. We can say that it's, he could have more than one ring. Because we know that the Prophet had a gold ring before it was prohibited, and he got rid of it when it became prohibited to wear gold. And some of the scholars said maybe the stone was decorated with the name of the Prophet out of silver. The writing on the stone was from silver.
So
either way, it could be either that the Prophet had more than one ring, or it was decorated and written with silvers on the stone that came from Abyssinia.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتخذ خاتما من فضة فكان يختم به ولا يلبسه. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتخذ خاتما من فضة.
From Anas and Umar رضي الله عنهم, the ring of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was made of silver, and he used it as a stamp, or used it as a seal, and did not wear it. So the Prophet have used a ring made out of silver, and he did not use to put it in his finger, but he used it as a stamp or a seal. In other hadiths, the companions have described the Prophet wearing a ring. And we could also understand from this that the Prophet sometimes wore it and sometimes did not. And there is no contradiction between the hadiths. And most of the scholars, as Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar mentions, that the Prophet used the ring for his need, but not for decoration, to decorate his finger. Not for beautifying his hand, but he used it for his needs. Is it permissible for a man to wear a ring for a beauty in his hand? Is it acceptable? Some of the scholars said if the Prophet wore a ring and it is known to be for beauty, so therefore it is acceptable. But the other scholars said that the Prophet used the ring not for beautifying his hand, but for his need as a stamp. And when they told the Prophet وسلم, that when, if you need to send letters to the kings of the other nations and the rulers, it has to be stamped with your name. And that's why he had that stamp. So he used to wear it to use it as a stamp for his needs, when he wanted to stamp something. And he wore it when he needed to use it or to protect it from getting lost. So it is preferred to those who need it. But it is still acceptable for those who want to wear it without need. But it is not a sunnah to be done that the Prophet wore a ring and I should wear a ring. It is sunnah for when it's needed.
عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال كان خاتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث من فضة
أنس رضي الله عنه
فصه منه أي من فضة، فصه منه أي من فضة.
أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه said that
narrated
the ring of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
was silver and its stone was silver too.
And another hadith of Anas ibn Malik
who
reported that when Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم decided to write letters to non-Arabs, the companions told him that here the non-Arabs are called Ajami or Ajami. When he wanted to write letters to the non-Arabs, to non-Arabs, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's good to mention that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no difference between an Arab and non-Arab in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except by taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he wanted to write to the Ajam, the non-Arabs, the kings of Persia and Rumia and Abyssinia, they told him that they would not read the letter until it was sealed or it's stamped. The kings of the non-Arabs or Ajam would not read the letter until it is sealed or stamped. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
فاصطنع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خاتما
have silver ring made for himself. Its shape is so vivid in my mind that it is as if I see its brightness in the hands of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the silver is known to be very bright white.
في مقابل الذهب يقال عنه الأحمر.
Unlike gold, it's called red, and the silver is called white.
إلى بياضه أي بياض.
It is as if I see its brightness in the hands of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهذا يفيد كما ذكرنا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اصطنع الخاتم.
So that tells us that he made that ring to use it to stamp his letters. The way it was used back then, that they used to have a ring, a seal, for two things. They used to put ink on it, or dye, and then you stamp with it as signature. Until now, there are other people who use it.
ورقة
or the letter itself made out of paper
الكتاب
and the letter is being rolled up.
يعني الكتاب كلمة الكتاب تطلق على الورقة الواحدة.
So the letter or the paper or the letter is rolled.
عامية كتاب لازم يكون من صفحات عديدة وكذا. لا الكتاب تطلق على الرسالة التي من ورقة واحدة. كتب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى
the letter, every letter is one page and that letter is rolled up
الرسالة بهذا الشكل ثم يوضع عليها الشمع
and then you put on it a seal of wax. The wax is put on the letter around it to seal it.
واضح؟ يعني الشمع يسخن حتى يكون طريا.
So the wax is heated until it is soft.
ثم
and then you put it around the letter and you use the stamp on the wax to stamp it or seal it.
واحيانا العكس يصنع الختم بالعكس بحيث
it depends on the way the carving of the name on it, whether it is carved in or up.
فيختم بها على الايه على هذا الشمع.
It is used on that wax, so nobody can open it except those who are it's meant for. That's why the Ajam or the non-Arabs would not take a letter unless it is sealed in such a way. So they have no doubt that it came from the person that claims to be coming from. So there is no addition or changes in the meaning of the letter. The brother is asking if the writing on the ring is in the opposite way, like the stamps we see now, so when you put it on paper, you could read it normal. Unlike if you read it on the ring itself, if you are able to read it from right to left, it will not be as such on the paper.
نعم لا تزال يعني عدة رسائل من رسائل النبي
Until
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Until now, there are some of the letters that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have sent to the kings. Until now, is preserved. Until now, these letters are preserved until this time. Until now, in some of the museums.
هناك كتاب.
And one of the letters,
one of the books,
was written from one of the scholars of India, Sheikh Humayd al-Din from India, rahimahullah, has written a book about the documentation or the documentation of the letters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were sent to the kings and the rulers, and took pictures of it and have put it in his book. And documented that book and documented it back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and documented what was to be referred to the Prophet and what not in comparison what was written in the hadith books, all the narration that are regarding these letters to authenticate the letters themselves. The hadith after that, Anas ibn Malik also narrated that hadith, the ring of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Anas also was describing the ring of the Prophet he related in the inscription engraved on the ring of the Prophet was Muhammad in one line, Apostle in another line, and Allah in the third line. The hadith after that Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote letters to the Persian ruler and Najashi, the leader of Abyssinia, and Caesar invited them to accept Islam. The people said, O Messenger of Allah, those people do not accept letters without a seal on it. So the Prophet had a stamp made of silver and had the Messenger of Allah, his name was engraved on it. And from Anas ibn Malik also, he narrated that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the bathroom, he would take off his ring. It is makruh to go into the bathroom with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being on in the ring. If it is safe enough to leave a ring outside the bathroom before he goes to the bathroom and not fearing that he would lose it. So the best is to leave it outside the bathroom and go to the bathroom without the ring. But if he fears that he might lose it or somebody would take it, especially if it's especially the money now is written on it, and so many of the Islamic money had some verses from the Quran or the word of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. The currency of Al-Abbasi era had certain verses in the name of Allah and verses from the Quran. They used to write these on their currency. Until now, we see a lot of countries have their currency with Allah's name on it. Or they write on it the name of the king of the country, and his name could be Abdullah or the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you fear losing that money, if you left it outside and you fear to lose it, then it's okay to acceptable to go to the bathroom
with it.
And the best to do is to spin it around to be inside the hand, the palm, or you take it off and put it in your pocket or in your wallet, so the writing is not exposed. Either way, this ruling, going to the bathroom with anything that has Allah's name, and the hadith regarding this issue is a da'if hadith, a weak hadith, and if it's hard, it's inshallah there is no problem wearing the ring going in if it causes hardship or a loss of your property. If you can protect it and take it out, then it is best to do that. And from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a silver ring made for himself, and it was worn by him on his hand. Afterwards, it was worn by Abu Bakr, then by Umar, and then by Uthman, until it fell in the well of Aris. And the well of Aris, it was a well in a garden near the Masjid of Quba. It was named after a Jew, Aris. A Jewish man called Aris, and Aris means a farmer in the language of the people of Sham, which is Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine, and Syria. And this is the well that the ring fell into after Uthman radiallahu anhu wore it. It went from the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Abi Bakr, and then to Umar, and then to Uthman, and then it fell in the well of Aris, that water well. They went and they removed the water and they looked for the ring and they could not find it. And until now, the ring is in that well, Aris well, near Quba Masjid. The well is still around.
الآن يعني توجد أظن كنا خلنا منصور يعني أظن في وسائل بحث يعني
now, حديثة بالليزر. I'm sure there is a Michelle is saying, I'm sure there is equipment that high tech that can look by laser for such a ring if it is acceptable or not to do such a thing or not, and what to do with the ring if it's found.
نعم نعم. استعمال الخاتم في، يعني هل تقصد خاتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا يختمون به الكتب بعد وفاته؟ لا طبعا، كل خليفة كان له خاتمه يختم به.
The brother is asking were they using the same ring, using the ring of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to stamp the letters with. The Sheikh said no, everyone has his own ring to use to stamp and seal their own letters, but they kept the Prophet's ring with them. And it is said that Sayyidina Umar's khatim or ring, it was written on it, the best reminder is, this is the best reminder for you, Umar. And that was the writing on his ring. Now chapter 13 stating that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore the ring on the right, his right hand, from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore his ring on his right hand. Here wearing the ring in the right hand or in the left hand,
in some of the hadiths,
wore it in his right hand, the small finger of the hand, right hand. And in some other hadiths, the Prophet ﷺ had used it in the left hand, the small finger of the left hand. And there is another hadith that talks about this issue. In it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he first took the ring from gold, and he had it in his right hand, small finger in the right hand. And then when gold was prohibited, he got rid of it and he took one from silver and put it on his left hand side. The scholars took from that, that wearing a ring in the right was the first before. And at the end, the Prophet ﷺ put it in his left hand. So the right hand side, or the right hand ring, was the beginning when it was gold, and the last thing he did was to use it in his left hand side, his left hand. Other scholars say this is just nothing but a changing from one hand to another, but it's not to take it strictly. But we say that he used to wear it in his left hand, and sometimes he would wear it in his right hand. And some of the companions wore it in the right hand, and some of them wore it in their left hand. For wearing the ring in other than the small finger, the Prophet ﷺ has prohibited us to wear a ring in the middle, the middle finger and the one next to the middle. So he has discouraged us from putting a ring in that finger in the middle, or the one next to it, these two fingers.
نعم للرجال والنساء.
For men and women. And this is
إن شاء الله تعالى لأنه في باب
يعني not for حرام, but it's the etiquette of the Prophet.
يكره التختم في الأصبع الأوسط.
مكروه. Only مكروه to have it in the middle finger or the one next to it. Either for men or women.
أفضل شيء أن يكون.
So the best is to be either the small finger.
يعني إذا أراد الرجل أو المرأة أن يتخدموا في البنصر فلا بأس.
Or the one after that.
لم ينهى عنه إن شاء الله.
Because that was not prohibited or he did not discourage people to wear.
الذي بين الخنصر والوسطى اللي هو البنصر هذا. فلا بأس يعني في تخطب في البنصر، لكن أفضل شيء والذي هو السنة أن يكون الخاتم في الخنصر. واضح. ويكره التخطم في السبابة وفي الوسطى.
The small fingers or the one right next to it. These are the ones that could put a ring in. That was Hadith Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wear his ring on his right hand. And then Hadith Abdullah ibn Ja'far, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to write his finger, his ring in his right hand.
وحديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما
جابر رضي الله عنهما
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم used to write to wear his ring in his right hand.
وكان ابن عباس يتختم في يمينه.
And ابن عباس used to wear his ring in his right hand.
يعني هذا الراوي عن ابن عباس ووصلت ابن عبد الله قال كان ابن عباس يتختم في يمينه.
That ابن عباس
ولا يقول يعني ابن عباس إلا قال right كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتختم في يمينه. يعني الراوي هنا شاك في رفع الحديث إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، هل هو فقط من فعل ابن عباس أو
طبعا
متأكد أن ابن عباس يتختم في يمينه، لكن
he is sure that ابن عباس used to write it to wear it on his right hand, but was that because of his preference or it was following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
عمر رضي الله عنه اتخذ خاتما صلى الله عليه وسلم
وجعل
هذا سيلفر رينج ميد فور هيم and he kept it stones toward the inside of his palm so he made a ring out of silver and kept its stone toward the inside of his palm. On that ring was engraved Muhammad, the messenger of Allah. The people were prohibited from making this inscription on the rings. And so the people will not have the same ring like the Prophet ﷺ. It was the same ring that fell into the will of Aris. This is this discouragement or prohibition is until after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's death.
They,
some of the scholars said it should be even after the Prophet's death.
إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو ليس من كتبه لكن بعد وفاته صلى الله عليه وسلم.
I'm sorry. Some scholars said it is not before his death, but after his death. If he died, then the reason is not there.
يكون حراما لكن لو ختم لو صنعه يتزين به وليس لغرض يعني أن يختم به كتابا.
But if somebody made a ring not to use it as a seal or a stamp with the name of the Prophet ﷺ, but it was made for himself, it's not a big of a problem, but the best is not to make it with the Prophet's name on it.
الصحابة رضي الله عنهم
some of the companions after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
have followed the Prophet
path by doing the same thing they used to make inscription on their own rings with their own names as عمر رضي الله عنهم
and some of
And some of the companions used to not put their names but put sentences that are of a wisdom on it. And some used to put their names. In the same hadith, now we're saying it again that Ibn Umar who said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a silver ring made for him. And he kept its stone toward the inside of his palm. On the ring was engraved Muhammad, the apostle of Allah. The people were prohibited from making this inscription on the ring. It was the same ring which fell into the will of Aris.
الحبشة، وهو الذي كان يلي خاتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، هو الذي كان يلي خاتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، واستعمله بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان.
So after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took it أبو بكر and عمر and عثمان.
في عهد عثمان.
May Allah be pleased with all of them.
الذي سقط منه الخاتم في بعض الأحاديث تجد أن الذي سقط منه الخاتم عثمان في بعضها معيقين.
They say in some of the hadiths is that it fell out of the hands of Uthman in the will, and some say that this Ayqib is the helper of Sayyidina Uthman, which means basically the same thing. Ayqib, the one who maybe carried it for him, and it fell from his hand to the will in the time of Uthman.
طيب قال ثم ساق الإسناد إلى جعفر بن محمد.
And then from جعفر بن محمد from his father who narrated that Hassan and Hussein رضي الله عنهما wore the rings on their left hands.
كان الحسن والحسين
that Hassan and Hussein رضي الله عنهم wore the rings on their left hands.
يتختمان في يسارهما أي في خنصر اليد اليسرى. بينما كان
so they wore it on the left hand on their left hands unlike Ibn Abbas who used to wear it on his right hand. So some of them wore it on their hand right hand and some on their left hand. It's related also from Anas radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore a ring on his right hand, and some people have also related from Anas that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore a ring on his left hand. Imam Tirmidhi said that these two hadiths are incorrect. And from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu who said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a ring made of gold which he wore on his right hand. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw away the gold ring and said, I will never wear it again. When he saw people wearing a gold ring, after he did this, the people threw away their gold rings too. So he had a gold ring in he used to wear until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited people for men to wear a ring, a gold ring. He threw it away. Here in some narration,
بدون ذكر لخاتم الفضة هل لبسه في اليمين أو في اليسار.
Here it says it did not mention whether it's a right hand or the left hand, but the other hadiths tell us that he sometimes wore it in his right hand and the other on the left hand sometimes too. As we mentioned, some of the scholars said even the silver ring, he used to wear it in the right hand sometimes and in the left hand sometimes. So inshallah, it's all acceptable either in the right or in the left. But the best is to put it on the left hand, the smallest finger in the left hand.
بهذا ينتهي هذا الباب ونتوقف عنده
إن شاء الله. We stop here at this chapter.
نسأل الله تعالى
أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to benefit us and you from what we heard.
سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياكم.